Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Just another dreamer. I don't remember where I heard it, but the conversation wasn't directed at me. I must have been sitting somewhere among a whole group of people when I overheard a mom telling someone else about her boy, how he was really into his own music, how he was in three or four bands and already produced his own CDs, how he was going to make music his career, wanted to be a singer-songwriter. Sure, I thought, he and 500,000 others, maybe more. That's all he lives for these days, she was saying, or something to that effect. She was proud of him, and I was cynical. In what seems like 1,000 years worth of teaching, I saw dozens of young men and women driven to act, to sing, to write music or poetry, to make great films. Hundreds, I bet. And I spent just about all of my teaching life at a small liberal arts college in Iowa. Imagine how many thousands see similar mirages. Happens so often we make reality shows out of them, shows so popular, millions more watch slavishly. I admit it, I'm being cynical, but I couldn't help shake my head because I've dealt with tons of students who are death-defyingly soul deep in similar seductions. You're going to be a singer-songwriter? Sure. Hang on to your day job, kid. But then, not long ago, for 99 cents, I picked up an old book by a man named George Catlin. Such a dreamer. A lawyer who passed his time in court sketching witnesses until one day, enough, he told himself, ripped off his lawyer's collar, sold his law books, picked up an easel, loaded up the paints, and in good American fashion, circa 1830, lit out for the territories, where for 6 years among First Nations people and coon-capped fur trappers, painted over 300 portraits, landscapes, and still lifes on what white people might still call the American frontier. George Catlin followed his dream, and as a result, we've got all kinds of images from a quest that was no mirage at all. Man was a huckster, salesman with his own three-ring circus, a Buffalo Bill grade showman who toured Europe with his American paintings and took with him a gang of Ojibways who reenacted battles and even scalpings for highbrow Parisians. He was Barnum and Bailey with a paintbrush. Mark Twain would have loved him, made him a buffoon if Catlin hadn't done that job himself. He doesn't seem to have felt the shame one can feel when pointing cameras at people you don't know. If he did, such shame didn't stop him. I'm sure I'd look at his paintings today, 175 years later, quite differently if I were native. On the other hand, we got all those portraits. He documented something no one else did, and the paintings are there. Go ahead and Google him and see for yourself. He died a pauper, not a showboat, but today his collection sits in the Smithsonian. He followed his dream. Elders of the Sioux people told him he shouldn't, but way back in 1836, Mr. George Catlin, painting furiously, spent 360 miles on horseback just to find a redstone quarry in what is today southwest Minnesota, a place where native folks from all over the continent went to find the soft stone they used for sacred pipes, still today called Catlinite. That's right. He came here. Man feels the thrilling sensation, the force of illimitable freedom. Catlin wrote about this region of ours right there at the monument. He carved his name in the rock. I'm serious, he did. There is poetry, he wrote, in the very air of this place. He's talking about Siouxland, for pity's sakes, my home. How can you not like him? Carpe diem.